We are about 1 month into our year-long celebration of Indiana's 200th birthday, and if you're looking for ways to learn more about the state, specifically Indianapolis, you might want to pick up a copy of the visual history book, Indianapolis Then and Now. And guess what? It, too, has put on its party clothes, so to speak, with a major revision. And joining us live in studio this afternoon are two of the people who are responsible for that. Author, historian, and radio host of WICR's Hoosier History Live, Nelson Price. Welcome back, Nelson.
Hey, welcome, Jill. Thanks for having me.
And local historian and photographer and history buff, Joan Hostetler. Welcome, Joan.
Hi, Jill. Thank you.
Good to have you guys here. Well, the Indianapolis Then and Now book, it's not that old, Nelson. You just put it out in 2004.
So much has changed in Indianapolis. Just think back. In 2004, we had the RCA Dome, not Lucas Oil Stadium. So that's probably the biggest thing that dated the book. And we didn't have, downtown has just changed dramatically, really. We didn't have the Simon headquarters. We didn't have the world's tallest JW Marriott. So I could list others.
And what you guys have done, too, which is kind of, it's like a Wizard of Oz effect on the old version versus the new version, which with Nelson and Joan, you put the old one together, but the new one, Joan has found the vintage photos, and then Gary Chalufo has added the new photos, and you've added the text. I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful look back and forward, in essence, of the city.
Right, right, it is. I mean, and we were lucky this time they let us add some insets photographs to show the interiors of the people who lived in the houses, like James Whitcomb Riley. So it really is has a different look to it.
And you mentioned Lucas Oil Stadium. This was kind of a challenge.
Oh, it's very much for Joan to find what was on the site of Lucas Oil 100, 150 years ago, because that was kind of the, it was warehouses and modest homes.
How did you find it?
Well, you know, first, we have to look at the map. We knew we wanted to include that, but we have to look at the map. So old Sanborn fire insurance maps will show us what's there, but it was houses, and these weren't houses of prominent people, and there was a brewery warehouse, but we couldn't find any images of it. So we just looked and looked and looked up all these, and the Indiana Historical Society helped us find a warehouse that was there.
Meanwhile, if I can quickly insert, we work for editors in London who do these visual history books, these in and out books all over the world. So they've done Boston, then and now, Chicago, then and now, Rome, then and now, London, then and now. And they're not into American football in England yet, or just getting into it. And so at one point, our editor asked, is this Lucas Oil Stadium a must-have? And I said, yes, we had the Super Bowl there. That's the most watched TV event in the whole year.
And so much so that that Colts blue color is reflected in the book as well.
Yeah, they ask us what the title of the book and our bylines on the cover are in blue, Colts blue, as they ask us kind of what color is associated with the city.
Now, you had to leave some things out, too, and that was probably not an easy task.
Well, right, and we learned the first time. One of the things we people commented on is we left out Irvington, and we only had so many pages, so we'd left out Irvington, so we have that included this time as the Irvington Methodist Church, which used to be a house, so that's a nice contrast. And also the Athenaeum is one that we just couldn't quite squeeze in. So this time we found a really rare photograph of the Athenaeum when it was Das Deutsche Haus before half of the building was even there. So that's kind of a rare image and nice to
And having grown up here, I really wanted the north side reflected in this, the growing, ever-growing north side of Indianapolis with all the retail up there. So we have a then now spread about Keystone at the Crossing with a lot of the listeners probably will remember the bazaar from the 1970s. It was open concept. People joked and called it the Bizarre Bazaar because it was so unusual. But it was wicker and no doors, ramps, balconies.
And now we've gone back to that open mall concept again. So everything what comes around goes around. And this is a great way to take a look back then and now and the future. You mentioned Irvington. You guys are doing a book signing this Sunday at Book Mama's at 2:00 in Irvington. So people can stop by and pick up their copy. We'll look forward to the next update, hopefully before
10 years.
Our next bicentennial. Thank you both so much for being here
Jill,
today.
For
Thanks for having us, Jill.
Mm-hmm.